Well, I went to, it was actually right before our holiday, right before our little week off we had. I went to Sydney for a mate who lives there. He is getting married.
Yeah, we didn't allow this trip.
No, that's
right. You've gone against us because that was your wedding anniversary.
Yes, on the
Sunday.
I was
waiting for you to bring this up so we could, you know, give you a spanking.
Yeah. My wife wouldn't like that. No.
Tar and feather him.
I went to Sydney for a mate. He was announcing us all as his groomsmen. So we all basically just a reason for the boys to get on the turf.
Very cute.
We all flew in from different parts of the world. I obviously drove to Sydney from Newey. Some people came from Brisbane. Some came from Melbourne, whatever. Just to announce us as his groomsmen, which isn't a common thing to do, to get them all together to do that.
But it's nice.
I was going to say, chicks do that. It's very common. You get them around the table and then you present them with a little box
of
goodies.
Well, that's why he did it, right? Because his partner was doing it. And he's like, well, I want to do it. And he acted to her because she told all our partners that he really wanted to be sentimental. And then when we were all there, he was acting like he didn't, you know, because we rocked up to
act a bit cool.
We rocked up to this restaurant and it was like a little, like, there was cards with our name on it. It was like, will
you
be my
tire, whatever, you loser.
He was like, I don't even know about these cards. Like, yeah, righto, mate. But something interesting happened at the catch up. Something that my friends and I had never spoken about before, but obviously entering that stage of life where it was just weird. It was like a real transitional phase. So we're obviously all there, three beers deep, all starting to bloat. So everyone's like, should we get off beer? Used to be helpful.
Get onto vodka waters.
Yeah, yeah. A nice red before to go down with our steak. Before, you know, we'd all just used to have like punished beers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, because we're all in our 30s now, and we were talking about having kids. Everyone, I'm pretty sure, has partners or has had partners for a long time. But we're talking about, you know, that next phase, the next chapter. And then we all said, like, oh, I'm probably going to try and have kids, you know, next year, the year after, I'm going to have this year. Like, everyone's going around the table sort of starting to say it, a bit looser, I suppose, a bit of liquid courage going around. And then someone dropped in the, if I can have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I found it so interesting how quickly, myself included, we're all to go, as males, we're all to go, yeah, I've never had myself checked. I don't know if my swimmers will swim.
Okay, the mobility.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't really unless you start thinking about it.
Unless you've had an incident before, you've gotten someone pregnant or something like that.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
It's funny, my husband, before he had back surgery last year, he actually said to his GP, can I get a little test? Can I do some sort of check?
Yes.
To see where I'm at? I don't know why he wanted to before the back surgery to see if there was maybe a difference after the surgery.
Right.
And the GP actually said to him, no, unless you're having an issue, why would we check now? Yeah, come back to me if there's a problem.
Well, that's weird.
Would any of you have been able to check?
It's like that hypothetical question. If you could find out when and where and how you die, would you want to? And for me, I mean, very different, but for me, like, I don't want to know if I'm infertile just yet until that point in my life has to come.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a real something that I've started thinking about a lot. And I thought I was alone. Like, I was like really thinking about it. Starting to think about it a bit because Morgan and I have talked about having kids eventually, not right now, but then you start to go, what if there's issues? Obviously, there can be issues on both parties.
Yeah.
But you think about yourself, like, what if my guy have issues? And I'd feel so bad to my partner if it was me and not her. But to see all my friends come in unison and be like, oh, I've been thinking the same thing.
I've had no one to talk about it with.
And they really hadn't. It was like the first time we'd all broached it, this like meant to be loose lads lunch, and we're all talking about whether our swimmers will work or not.
Yeah. And I mean, like, and it is one of those things, I know particularly for gentlemen, there are a lot of sort of environmental factors at play. I mean, you know, diet, exercise, all those things can affect mobility of swimmers, but even how tight your undies are.
Oh.
Do you know what
is
I mean?
Is that a thing, is
That's
it?
That's a thing,
yeah,
100%.
There's a lot of things that can very subtly.
Yeah, and I know you're a fan. We've seen the undies you're wearing today, Ducko, because you showed us before you've got DDs.
They're very tight around the guys.
So these are sort of conversations, at least if you're starting to have them with the boys, you can start talking about things maybe we put into play, i.e. silk boxer shorts.
And is it like things like how much you drink?
Absolutely.
I'm sure they're all factors that do participate.
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want some advice.
Yeah.
You know.
Shoot for the stars and hope for the best.
Here we go. He's going to talk about twins. Yeah.
I mean,
one of each.
I wouldn't be surprised if my friends started calling me one try two guys because of my track record.
You don't have two down in your, no, you're good.
Yeah. But one try, two guys.
Yeah,
you know,
I get it.
Had twins. Yeah. First try. I can take you through.
Yeah, how to do it.
My, you know, months leading up.
Had you ever been checked before you?
No.
So you didn't know. You and Georgia didn't know. You were just going for it.
Yeah.
And then you spat out to it.
Did we have to say going for it?
And
yeah,
you were. Spat out. But I'd like to bring it back to the undies choice.
Okay.
We've seen Gilly's undies also.
Yeah, they're
multiple times.
Holy.
They are holy.
And saggy. Yep.
There's great ventilation is what I'm hearing. Ventilation.
Oh, no.
They're kept cool.
Not a lot of elastic.
Not a lot of
support. caught.
They're not bunched up in there.
Yeah. I'm now one worried about my guys. Boys. Now I feel like my boys are like sucking up inside of me, like nervous. You know what I mean?
It's a tight house you keep them in, Dale. It's a tight house. So next time you get the boys together, yeah. Maybe bring Gilly on as the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
I'll bring.
He can show guys, you the holy bond that he's been rolling around for 12 years.
Tell us his secret. I'll bring an overhead projector, one of those ones where you have to write on the transparent paper.
No, then
and I'll draw a few slides.
Then I'll start talking about tadpoles and eggs and stuff. Like, no, mate, I don't want to know how it happened. I just don't know what your secrets
He'll
are.
He'll bring the book that he's read to the children you know, about the birds and the bees.
Yeah. Are there any secrets? You know, it's like people say, like, the key to old age is red wine. Like, do we have, like, a key food or a key ingredient aside from the saggy undies?
Good question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The key to healthy and good swimmers that are going to work every time is
go to an awards ceremony, have too much to drink, and then be in Melbourne. There you go.
Okay.
The consummation evening.
What was it
of
after
your
the radio awards?
Producer snooze.
I found out some food items that can boost your sperm count.
Go for
spinach,
it.
Banana, asparagus.
This is your diet.
I have that every day.
Oh, did I say eggs? Eggs and walnuts.
I have those every day.
You had walnuts the other day.
Yeah.
All right, up your walnut intake because you're eating all the others regularly.
Spinach and bananas daily.
Gilly,
in my smoothie.
How much of those were you knocking? How many walnuts were you cracking at your desk?
Had a lot of almonds.
Well, almonds is twins. That's what it's for twins.
Maybe that's for twins. If Ducko comes in for breakfast and he's just got a dry bowl of walnuts with a spoon, we'll know he's having a crack.
And I'm wearing boxer shorts.